Long queues of cars have been forming at the Czech-German border since Sunday morning following the introduction of tighter restrictions for travel into Germany. The new measures affected mainly cross-border workers commuting to the state of Bavaria, who have been experiencing delays of up to several hours. Ruth Frankova has the story.
As of Sunday, when Germany added the Czech Republic to its list of high-risk coronavirus states, Czech residents travelling to the country have been required to produce a negative COVID-19 test at the border. Commuting workers have been particularly hard hit by these new measures. While Saxony requires them to have 2 compulsory coronavirus tests per week, in Bavaria they have to produce a negative COVID-19 test every 48 hours. As a result of the new restrictions, heavy traffic jams started forming at the border crossings between the Czech Republic and Germany as of Monday morning. One spot where the situation was particularly difficult was the Bavarian border in Folmava. Radio Prague spoke to one affected Czech worker, Jaroslav Tetaur, who was waiting there to get tested.
No, to vidíte, my máme o 2 hodin dělat.
We're supposed to start work at 2 p.m. Normally, I'd leave home by 1:45 and arrive at the factory by 1:30 and still have enough time to change for work. Today, I'll probably get there around 4 p.m. That means I will lose 2 hours. I'll either have to work extra time or have it deducted from my salary. If this goes on, it won't be worth the travel.
According to the Czech Association for Cross-Border Workers, tens of thousands of Czechs commute to Germany for work, including many with jobs in the healthcare sector. Czech ambassador to Germany Tomáš Kavka hopes that in view of the current situation at the borders, Bavaria might still reconsider whether it is really necessary for them to present a negative test every 48 hours.
We know it is entirely up to the Bavarian side and that their authorities are acting in line with the German federal government's recommendation. Nevertheless, they could make an exception. If they don't, we hope that they'll come up not only with financial compensation for the tests, but also with some logistical solution concerning the testing process, so that our cross-border workers don't have to spend hours waiting there.
Union leader Josef Středula says that while the situation of cross-border workers in Germany has significantly improved since the first wave of COVID-19, German politicians should show more willingness to find a compromise solution. He also points out that both German and Czech border regions are heavily reliant on cross-border workers and so should do everything to prevent their complete shutdown.
Everyone knows that if the borders were to shut down completely, many businesses in Bavaria and Saxony, from medical facilities to large factories, would go bankrupt. This is something that nobody wants to happen, and that's why politicians really have to be flexible.